Kof Hey Nissen, Tuesday the 14th of April, Rabbi Gabby Kluskel. What bracha should I make on pizza and ice cream in cone?
A cone.
Okay, not to get so excited about the cone part, because I don't have the time to discuss the ice cream part. We'll leave the good. There won't be time to discuss both the pizza and ice cream. Good morning. Happy and grateful to be able to speak to you once again. It's a somber feeling for me. I think it's the third or fourth time. This shows another year has gone by. There's actually a slight miscommunication in the virtual emails. My wife informed me the emails were sent to her email address that I was speaking on Thursday morning. We're quite literally just 1 foot off the plane. And yesterday evening, my father told me, you know, the signs say Tuesday morning. So, okay, so, Bez Hashem. I hope that won't affect me. Yeah? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shemachil
Mi Avarim. Well, that's
the result. That's clear. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, Mr. Edings, today is the odd site of Mr. Shimon Iskovitz, my friend Dodi's father. And my memories of him are always a person full of simcha. My grandfather from Switzerland, he was a friend of Mr. Iskovitz. He also said, testified on his constantly happy appearance and personality. Should be Nishmosi for Shimon Ben Michalowski. Okay, so the topic at hand is what bracha does one make on pizza? So the answer should be quite
Shimon
Michalowski
Ben
Avavram. The topic at hand is what bracha does one make on pizza? Okay, so the question. Many people probably have an answer, because pizza nowadays is quite a common food. We will see it's not so clear, and we'll see unless one fulfills specific criteria, the bracha will be hamoitzi with netes yadayim and pirchas hamazon. Why should one make mezonos on pizza? Pizza is ultimately a crust, a bread though, with cheese on top. What's the difference between having a sandwich with cheese and between having a pizza? So first, give a slight introduction. A bracha, one of the most basic meanings of a bracha is to express one's gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The bracha means one is acknowledging that the matter of fact at hand comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's a difference actually between the first bracha before food and the bracha post-food. The bracha before food, Rabbanon initiated. Whereas a bracha after food, if it's after bread, it's Min HaTorah. When Chazal decided that one makes a bracha before food. So therefore, they didn't make one common bracha for all foods. And the reason being is, since some foods are more important to people than other foods, it didn't make sense to make one bracha for all foods. So what they generally did, they made the more important the food was, the more specific bracha that food got. The lesser important foods are, the more general the bracha is. So foods which are of less importance, were made a general bracha, hadomo, ha'etz, shahakel, whereas foods which are more significant importance, the bracha is more specific for that sort of food. Any food which is made from the chamishei minidogon, the five species of grains, which Chazal list as chita, sa'ira, kusmus, shifan, and shiva yeshuel, which translates in English as wheat, barley, rye, and spelt, and oats, Chazal gave great importance to these foods for two reasons. Firstly, these are dietary staples. And secondly, because in the highest form, these foods are made into bread, where bread is the mainstay of nearly every meal. So they gave a specific bracha, even though grains, these five grains are generally vegetative foods, they grow from the ground, they should be hadamah. Chazal gave a more specific bracha to the five grains. What makes boire mine mezoinis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mine a variety of mezoinis, nutritious foods. In fact, on grains, it's possible to make most of the brachas. One can make four brachas on the grains. If one eats a raw grain in its original vegetative state, a raw grain, such as granola, etc., one makes hadamah. Even though it's raw, and normally on raw foods, one knows one makes shakel. If one has a raw onion, one makes shakel, one doesn't make hadamah. Because of its importance as a grain, they gave it a bracha up, one makes hadamah. However, if it's cooked and it's ready edible, they gave it a special bracha mezonos. If one eats a flour, for example, one makes the grain into flour where it's no longer in its original vegetative state, and it's not edible, on such a circumstance one would make charcoal. And if one makes it to its highest form, one takes the flour and makes it into dough, and one bakes it into an oven, one will get a bracha by Moses. So we see on this one little grain, it's possible to make all four brachas. Shahakel, on raw flour, hadoma, on its, even on its raw state if it's in its original form, mezoinus if it's edible, and hamoitzi if it's made into its baked form. If one takes dough and one bakes it into an oven, Chazal gave it even a more specific bracha. Since bread is the most important of all foods, one knows a person can substitute on bread and water for many years. That's why in prisons, if they just wanted to keep the prisoners alive, all they gave them was bread. So it's the most unique food, most important food, and it's got many unique halachas, such as even a more specific bracha, hamitzi lechem inoretz, and they made a chiv al chesedayim, and even the Torah itself grants bread with extra importance, that one makes bich samazin on bread. Bread is dough which is baked in an oven. However, we will see, even though bread is dough which is baked in an oven, not every dough which is baked in an oven was given this specific bracha, this great importance. And the reason is, because we just explained, why was bread given a unique bracha over all other mezonos? Remember, bread is excluded, is it being taken out twice from the rule. Bread is really a grain which should be hadamah. We said on grains which are made into edible food, they get a bracha on mezonos, a specific bracha. Bread is once again made even more specific, receive the bracha of Amoitzi. Why was bread so unique? And the answer is, because bread is the mainstay of every meal. Bread is a very prominent food. Therefore, in a case where one will be eating a dough baked in an oven, even though it resembles bread, because it's a dough baked in an oven, if it's not the mainstay of the meal, if it's not appropriate to be eaten as a main part of a meal, either as a it will not be able to get this unique bracha of Amoitzi lechem inoretz. This is what Chazal call bread which is eaten as a snack. Pas habar bekisnin, bread which is eaten as a snack. It will not be able to get this specific higher bracha of Amoitzi lechem inoretz. Now we're going to discuss this in relevant to the question of what brachas will make on pizza. The Rishonim differ. There's three opinions in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, and the Paigon. What exactly pas habar bekisnin is? Which bread? You're taking dough, you're baking an oven, which bread won't be so special and unique, it won't be considered the mainstay of a meal, will be considered a snack, and you should not make hamitzi, you should make mezonos. So the first opinion is, I'll just say the Hebrew name first, then we'll go through the definitions. There's memula, which means a pie, a filled dough, memula. Then there is nilush, a dough which has been kneaded with other liquids other than water. We'll call it, for our practical sense, a cake. And then there is ke'evim yiveshim, dry, brittle doughs, such as crackers, etc. So let's go through them one by one and see how they would apply to dough. Because we will see that the bracha made on a pizza, in order to make mezonos, will depend firstly on the sort of base, what the base is made up of, the ingredients of the base. Secondly, its form, exactly how it looks like, the pizza. And thirdly, the amount of the pizza eaten. Only if you have those three criteria will be able to make mezonos. So the first example of pas habar bekisnin is a pie, is a dough which is memula. You've got regular bread dough. Your wife made challah, she split the dough into half. Half the dough she used for challah, the other half the dough she wanted to make yeast cake. Or cherry pie, she used it as a crust for cherry pie. The same dough, you should be making amites in it. However, if you fill this dough with cherries, for example, it's no longer considered a mainstay of a meal. One doesn't eat cherry cake as a cherry pie as a main meal. And one doesn't have it together with fish or chicken or any other main part of the meal. Therefore, it's considered a snack. It doesn't have this unique importance of hamotzi. Therefore, on a cherry pie, Chazal said, it's not considered a mainstay of a meal. You make mezonos. You don't make wash hamotzi, you don't wash al tesidayim, you don't make hamotzi, and you don't do bir samozin. Now, this would apply, this depends on two criteria. When do you make on a pie, when you use a dough crust, mezonos and ohamaitzi? It depends on two criteria, the amount of filling which is inside it, and secondly, it depends on it depends on the sort of filling you have inside, okay? So firstly, how much filling can you do inside? The amount of filling you do inside has to significantly give taste to the dough. It's not enough if you have a little bit of filling inside. So you know, many people have a custom, they put raisins and chalas when it comes to Yom Noiroim. So those raisins and chalas, even though they add a little bit, one notices the sweetness of the raisins and the challah, but it doesn't give a great difference to the taste of the dough. So on such challahs, at least Ashkenazim, we'll see soon in the second category that the Ramo and the Mechavad, Ashkenazim and Sfadim, disagree on this point, but at least for Ashkenazim, if there's only a little bit of raisins inside, one still would make a moist on the challahs. It has to be a great amount of filling, like a cherry pie, etc., which gives a taste of the dough. So when you make moist on a pie, if the amount of the filling is a large amount. The second point necessary to make a moitzi on a pie would be the type of filling. The reason why you make on a pie with said mezonos is because it's not eaten with a meal. However, if it's a pie which is filled with something which you normally have for a meal, for example, you have a pie filled with meat, or a pie filled with cheese, or eggs, or fish, or vegetables, these are things which are normally eaten as a main meal. In such a case, the pie is ultimately really just a bread toasted together with the main meal. So in such a case, one really should not be making mezonos on such a pie. Even though it's a filled, even though it's a memula, it's the same criteria as Passover gets then, it's a dough which is filled with something else, but it's not filled with something which is eaten as a snack, it's filled with something eaten as a main meal. This, in fact, is a big machlokes between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah, the Mogen Avraham, is this opinion, that you make a moitzi on a pie which is filled with the filling, which is the main dish of a meal. Mishnah Berurah goes with the Mogen Avraham. So if you have a pie, even though you make mezonos on pies, if it's a fruit pie, a cherry pie, a kokosh cake, which is filled with chocolate, etc., but if it's a pie which is filled with the main part of a meal, such as cheese, relevant to our pizza case, you would make a moitzi on the pie. Unless there's one specific case where you can make mezonos even on a pie which is filled with the main part of a meal, if it's clear that it's a snack, it resembles a snack, it's totally clear that it's made as a snack, then you'll be able to make mezonos such a pie because then it is a snack. So let's take this first definition of Passover in regard to our question. What profit do you make on pizza? If the pizza crust is regular bread dough, you used flour and water, you made a dough, and you just put cheese on top. So the only way, the reason why this should not be hamoitzi would be because it's mamula. It's a filled crust, it's a filled dough. And therefore, that would make it mezonos. But we said a filled dough, which has a filling which is a not sweet filling, which is a filling which is normally eaten for the main part of a meal, such as cheese, Mishnah Berurah says, preferably one should make hamoitzi. Therefore, even if you have one little bite of pizza, one would have to make hamoitzi if the crust was made from regular dough. Unless it's like one of these mini pizza pies, which are clearly made as a snack, then you'd be able to make mezonos on such a pizza. So for example, I'll give a few practical examples. You've got the burekas, or the pastries, like potato pastries, or sausage rolls, little sausage rolls. If they're mini ones, which are clearly meant to be a snack, even if you use regular dough to fill up these pastries, you still would make mezonos. But if it's something which takes the place of a main meal, it's a large bereka, a large potato knish, which is supposed to be a main meal, if the dough is regular dough, regular bread dough, which you just filled up with potatoes or meat, etc., one would make hamoitzi, wash al tizayim, make hamoitzi and pick some mozzin such a dough. So what we've seen from the first part so far was, if the pizza pie crust is made from regular dough, bread dough, which is just water and flour, etc., one should have to make hamoitzi if one has one little bite of pizza.
What's spaghetti?
Spaghetti is something different. Spaghetti doesn't have, it's cooked. Bread, a dough which is cooked isn't called pas. Pas is bread, is dough which is baked inside the oven.
Bagels, cooked.
Okay? Bagels are baked afterwards, after they've been cooked, and therefore they retain or return to the dinner pas, a different sugya. The second example which Chazal give, or which Rishonim give, which is the Rambam's opinion on Passover b'kisnin, on bread, even though it's regular dough, but it's not considered hamoitzi, because remember, hamoitzi is only because it's the mainstay of a meal. But if it's a dough which is used as a snack, it's generated as a snack, you make mezonos on it, is nilush. Is bread which has been kneaded with other liquids other than water. Let's call it, for our argument's sake, a cake. Instead of using water, use honey, use the fruit juice, use eggs, or you put spices inside them instead of water. You put cocoa, sugar, etc. to make a cake. So in such cases, you can't really use such a dough as in place of bread. It's very difficult to have fish with chocolate cake. My father used to say he had a person in his class who used to have herring together with chocolate cake. It's not the norm. So therefore, such a dough won't be able to be eaten with a place of bread. It won't receive its unique halacha, the unique bracha of hamoitzi. So, on all cakes, you make mezonos. Even if you're using flour and water and you're baking them in an oven, they're made from a thick dough, even if they're made from a regular case or a regular similar dough to bread, since it's been kneaded with a liquid where the taste makes it not suitable to replace bread, it won't get the specific halacha, the specific unique bracha l'amayis which bread receives. It will same as oilis. Now, there's in this category, and this is what many pizza stores use to make the bread, the pies mezainis. There's three different examples of how much liquid could be used. You could have the dough is made totally 100% with fruit juice. It can be made with a majority of fruit juice, the second example, or it can be made with a minority of fruit juice. Let's go through all three of them. Let's start with the last one first. If you have a dough and you make a dough with flour and water and you put a minority of fruit juice in. So over here, the halacha is you only will be able to make mezainis in such a dough if it's the dominant taste. According to the Ashkenazim, if the fruit juice will overpower the flour taste, like in a cake. When you're eating a cake, you can't taste the flour. Right? If you taste the flour, it doesn't taste a very good cake. So if the fruit juice, the other liquids, overpower the flour taste, then it will be considered mezainis. However, if it's just noticeable, you could taste the sweetness in the dough, you still will make a moitzi. Many people make for Yom Tov and honey challah, so maybe for Rosh Hashanah, make honey challah. They add some honey into the challah. The taste of the honey is noticeable in the challah. It's a sweeter challah. It's not enough. Ashkenazim will still make a moitzi in such a challah, even though you needed it with some honey, because since the majority is water, the flour is mixed with majority water, it's just a slight taste noticeable of the honey, it's not the dominant taste, one would still make a moitzi. The Mechaber holds, and Svadim have a different halacha, they hold that as long as the dough has a noticeable taste of the food liquid, you still make mezainis. So for Svadim, there will be a different psak in regard to pizza, but in regard to Ashkenazim, you will only be able to make mezainis on a dough if it's the dominant taste. That is if
Why don't Svadim make
mezainis
on matzah?
We'll get there soon. We'll get there very soon. The third... So the second category of dough which you make mezainis on, where the dough will not be able to be eaten in place of bread, if the dough has been kneaded with a fruit juice. If it's been kneaded with a minority of fruit juice, it has to be the most dominant taste, the taste of the fruit juice. If you use 100% pure fruit juice, for example, instead of using any water, you pour apple juice inside the flour, you will always make mezainis, even if you cannot taste the fruit juice. Okay? That's where many people rely on mezainis, different mezainis sort of rolls of breads or pizza pies. In those establishments, they use pure fruit juice with a flour, and therefore, even if you cannot taste the fruit juice, but still, it's not considered bread and you'll make mezainis in the bread. In a case where you mixed fruit juice and water, but the fruit juice is the majority, there's a big doubt in the poskim, and it's better to have such a dough, even if it's unless it's a dominant taste, obviously, unless you could clearly strongly taste the fruit juice, it's best to have such a dough only when you're washing your teeth. So as a conclusion for the second definition of pasta bovikisin, the second definition of dough which you make mezainis on, even though it's dough baked in an oven. If the dough is being kneaded with other liquids other than water, if there's 100% pure fruit juice, you'll always make mezainis in such a dough, even if you can't taste the fruit juice. Alternatively, if it's the dominant taste, the fruit juice is the dominant taste, you'll make mezainis. So if you're going to have a pizza, and this is what, if you go to a store and you ask the mashgiach, how do you make the crust of this pizza? And he says, I added fruit juice. So you're going to first taste it yourself. If it tastes, this dough will taste. If you can't taste it yourself, you will ask them, is it a sweet dough? So they'll say, no, it tastes like regular pizza. Okay, it's not enough then. If it tastes like regular pizza, you'll ask, did you use 100% fruit juice? If he says yes, you can make mezainis in such a slice of pizza. If he says no, it tastes like regular pizza, and we use a little bit of fruit juice and water, you will have to make hamoitzi on such a pizza. So we have so far two examples of when you can make mezainis on a pizza. Either if it's a regular dough, but it's mamula, it's got the cheese on top. If it resembles a snack, if it looks like a snack, it's a mini pizza pie, or it looks like a snack, like these bites in these kvashim, etc., they look like a snack, you'll make mezainis on such a pizza. The second example is even if it looks like a regular triangle slice of pizza, like a big piece of pizza, not like a snack, if it's made with 100% fruit juice, or it's made with fruit juice as well, those may be made with fruit juice, and it tastes, the domineering taste is the fruit juice, then you will make mezainis. And just the third example before we go to the practical application, yes?
It seems in America they go by the sizes.
Okay.
They have a picture on the wall of how much he's going to eat.
Correct. That will be the second part of the Sheh. We'll get there in a minute. The third definition of the Sheh is Reb Haigon. He holds what is considered Passover Bava Kislev, which dough is considered a snack and not considered a bread. That's Ke'ev Mivesham if it's dry and brittle. Okay? Unlike the first two examples, which was a memula, a pie, or nilush, a dough which should be kneaded with a liquid, where the taste was affected by the, which made it mezonos. Over here, the last example is ke'ev miveshim, is a dry, brittle dough. It tastes like bread. It's regular flour and water. The reason why you make mezonos is because the form is different than bread. Since it's so dry and brittle, and that leads us to the matzah question. Since it's so dry and brittle, it's difficult to have as a main meal. It's so dry and brittle. And therefore, dry crackers or pretzels or matzahs, for example, you would make mezonos. Even if it's regular flour and water, it tastes like flour and water, because that's Passover kesin. La halacha, we pass in any one of these three definitions, which is a pie, the shitta of the Rein Chananel, or the Ram shitta, a nilush, a cake, or crackers, Reb Haigal shitta, you make mezonos on. The question was, why do Ashkenazim therefore make hamotzi on matzah? Or why does Sfadim make hamotzi on matzah on Pesach and not mezonos? So the answer is, on Pesach, it's clear that matzah takes over bread. That's the mainstay of a meal. So it's clear that even Sfadim can make hamotzi on matzah on Pesach. The rest of the year, you're right, really it makes more sense, the Pesach of the Sfadim to make mezonos on matzah. The Ashkenazim posim hold that since it's generally eaten as a main meal, one does make hamotzi matzah. However, on these mini matzahs, there's no question about it. Even as pure flour and water, you always make mezonos. Because since it looks like a snack, it's meant to use as a snack, and it's dry and brittle, there even Ashkenazi poskim will conclude that you make mezonos. So this is all the first
piece of matzah with a piece of herring.
This is all the first part. Just 1 minute. This is all we're addressing that point right now. This is all the first part of the shir. In order to be able to make mezonos on a pizza, the dough has to be considered a snack, a Passover kisim, which is either if it resembles a snack. Alternatively, the dough has been kneaded with other liquids, where it's either the domineering taste or 100% pure other liquids. And maybe sometimes it falls under the third category, if the dough base is so crispy and crusty, it's so burnt, so that it may fall under the category of crackers, you'd also make mezonos. I don't know if you'd buy such a pizza. Right? There was an old Rav who, after his wife passed away, he used to eat by his daughter, and he always complained, "Favoskensti nishmachin de'esam vi de'mama." Why can you make the food like the mother? And one day she left supper for him in the oven, and she realized that it was on too long, and she called on the phone and said, "Shabbat time, don't have the supper burnt." And he called up and said, "Oh, you made perfect, just like the mama." So that is, even though we said those definitions of food are of dough are considered mezonos, it would depend on one more thing. The amount eaten, which is the point being addressed by the people who raised this point. So what was the reason why we said Pasav Abba Kisnin is mezonos and not hamoitzi? Because it's not used as a mainstay of a meal. Therefore, it didn't deserve the special, specific, unique bracha of hamoitzi. However, if one will substitute bread with this Pasav Abba Kisnin, for example, one will eat the amount of Pasav Abba Kisnin, which one normally has for a meal, the amount of a meal of Pasav Abba Kisnin, so it's substituting bread, so therefore this Passover kisnin will retain what it lost in the first place. What made it in the first place become mezonos? Because it wasn't the mainstay of a meal. It didn't have this importance. If you will be having this in the Lashon of Halacha, Kaviyah Suda, you'll be having the amount you had for a meal, so this becomes your main meal, and therefore even if you're going to have your fruit juice based cake, even if you're going to have cake, if you're going to eat the cake and it's going to be the amount you take a meal, it becomes like bread. It's called halachically lechem, and you're going to have to wash moitzi for your cake, wash off the sedaim, make a moitzi and be examazing. Okay?
What's the
shir? What's the shir kviyasada? Okay? So, just to point out, this Passover kisim, whether it's a pie or cake or crackers, they will be halachically bread, and you'll be chayv in atoyer for examazing. What's the difference? You know, if you're not sure if you make a bracha, the rule is, suffer brachas lachel, you don't make a bracha. Bech samozin, which is in our Torah, if you aren't sure if you say bech samozin, one has to repeat it. If one ate enough cake, which is the sheer, the amount of kviya sudah, where it's the main seven meal, where it's called halachli bread, if one's not sure if one says bech samozin, one will have to repeat it. What's the amount of cake, crackers, pies, pizza, even if the pizza was mezonos, it resembled a snack, or it was made with, tasted of dominantly of the fruit juice, or it was made with hamsam fruit juice, and it was mezonos, what amount is considered kviya sudah, where one will have to, despite those facts make hamotzi. Okay? So, the question in the posting is, how does one define kviya sudah? Do we take it from a halachic source? And if so, which halachic source? Or does it depend on the prevailing attitudes, you know, nowadays? which could depend on different cultures. In America, they have larger portions than in Europe, right? So, and then we also have to discuss, does it depend on the individual appetite? We know that, that girls have different amounts than men, and elderly have different amount than the mid-age, and kids have different amounts than... So does it depend on the class of individual appetites? So, there's just to briefly bring this three opinions in the place game. Mishnah Berurah brings two of them. Two of them are saying we take our halachic source for the size of a Kviya Suda. One is we see the Sheik Kviya Suda by Eruve Techumen, not to be confused with the Eruv which surrounds, which enables one, or may enable one to carry on Shabbos. It's the Eruv Techumen helps a person walk 2,000 amos outside the boundary. One can't walk beyond the Techum Shabbos. If one has Eruv Techumen, it's considered two meals, the size of two meals, and one places it by 2,000 amos, one can walk another 2,000 amos. The Sheik brought down the Gemara Eruvin for two meals is either four eggs, or either eight eggs or six eggs, different place game. Therefore, one meal would be either three or four eggs. When I gave the shit to the girls in Sam, they demonstrated, they cracked the eggs, three eggs or four eggs is not very much. It fills up like one cup of one regular cup, three, four eggs. So according to this shit of the place game, which is the most chumrah shita, once one has about this amount of cake, one would have to wash moitzi, wash the sinayim, make moitzi and be asamazin. Mishnah Berurah says that custom, the minhag is not to go with this psak. Okay? There are machmirim who will only have that amount in a bread meal, but Mishnah Berurah says the custom is not to go that way. The second opinion is, they're learning from the mon. The Gemara says that every day they go by the mon two sudas. Mazon shei sudas was, the Gemara says, 43 beitzim. So therefore one sudah would be like 21 beitzim, which is very large. It would be like 7-8 cups of worth of cake. The Mishnah Berurah and Ramesh Weinstein, they say they reject both of these opinions. The first opinion was too meager. The second opinion, they say, is far too generous. One goes according to prevailing habits nowadays. What is considered the norm amount of food? So if one has a amount of cake, for example, or the amount of crackers, which would substitute for a meal, that means if a person would just have bread and no other foods, how many slices of bread would they eat? For example, this depends. It's very subjective. It depends. Five slices of bread? If he has that amount of cake, that would require on his edayim, hamoitzi, and pech samozim. Now, the individual over here doesn't play a role. For example, let's say someone feels full after one slice of cake. But the daitoi, even if he feels full, we go with the general norm, and general people have, for example, five, this is just an example, but they would have five slices of bread in a meal to be considered full, and that would be considered kviya suda. And also, likewise, the other way around, if someone feels unsatisfied after having 10 slices of cake, or 5 slices of cake, he would be exception to the rule. And he would have to wash moitzi, even though he's unsatisfied, since normal people would be satisfied. However, classes of people, the Bi'ah Locha says, do play a role. Different classes, for example, elderly people, young people, they could feel satisfied unless. The American girls were saying that the norm is to have for dinner one sandwich. So therefore that would be considered a kviya suda. That size of cake would be considered a kviya suda for girls of that teenage years. So, in response to the answer to the question, what bracha do you make on pizza? Assuming the pizza base, the pizza looks like a snack, so you'd be able to make mezonos. Alternatively, it's made with the dominant taste of a fruit juice, or 100% pure fruit juice, so therefore it's potentially possible to make mezonos on such a base. You would only be able to make mezonos if you're having less than the amount of a normal meal. Now, just to go through the amount of a normal meal, and with this we're going to end. The amount of a normal meal is either if you're having this cake or crackers as a snack, and you're eating the amount which you would eat bread on its own if you have no other foods with it. That is considered the Sheik Vesuda. If you're having it with other foods, so for example, if you're having crackers with tuna and egg, there the amount of Vesuda is reduced a lot. Because you'd make ready amoisi on crackers when you're having the amount of crackers which is equal to the amount of bread you'd have with tuna. So for example, let's say a person would have 5 slices of bread on its own for meal. So if he's having a cake on its own, he would make only amoisi on 5 slices of cake. But if he's having crackers, which is also mezonos, with tuna, since he would have 2 slices of bread with tuna, only 2 slices of bread with tuna, that would satisfy him a meal. You have to make ready amoitzi on the equivalent of 2 slices of bread worth of crackers. Right. Therefore, if one goes to a pizza store, originally the pizza stores never had shares. Pizza used to be bought as a snack. In America, you see pizza when they walked around on the street. Right? So therefore, in those days, it was clear that pizza was considered a snack. Nowadays, where pizza is considered a main meal, many people serve pizza, mothers serve pizza as a supper without any other side dishes. So if pizza is considered a meal, one would only be able to make mezonos on pizza if one fulfills the following conditions. And this is how we're going to end, which is the pizza is either resembles a snack or is made nilush with pure fruit juice or the taste of fruit juice, and one is having less than a shtik v'yisuda. Since this depends on the class of age, for a child, for example, one slice of pizza may be enough to wash my yisya and save some ozin. For adult, maybe it's two slices of pizza. So if you go with your kid to a pizza store and you're buying pizza and you're having one slice of pizza each, your kid would wash my yisya and save some ozin, and you save some ozin on Amikha. I'm going to go to the restaurant.